It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Good morning. The federal government has ordered a Los Angeles labor contractor to pay more than $250,000 in back wages and penalties. That follows an investigation into the employment of nearly 100 guest workers from Thailand. Prompted by a report on NPR, Labor Department officials say they finalized a settlement with Mordecai Orion and his company. As NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, this is the latest in a string of sanctions against this major importer of foreign guest workers into the U.S.
Mordecai Orion brought the 88 workers into the U.S. legally through the current, although seldom used, H-2A guest worker program. The Thai workers spent a season picking pineapples, onions, and melons on farms in Hawaii 3 years ago. But according to U.S. officials, Orion's firm Global Horizons illegally deducted taxes from their checks, underpaid the men, and even tried to coerce them into accepting fewer benefits than what they were promised back in Thailand. In a settlement signed last Friday but made public yesterday, Orion agreed to pay the back wages and fines but denied any wrongdoing. In a report aired on NPR earlier this month, he admitted making mistakes but claims he's being targeted by entrenched labor and agricultural interests. Reached at his office in L.A. yesterday, Orion said he doesn't understand why the government keeps focusing on him instead of the thousands of farmers employing illegal immigrants.
But we don't see the Department of Labor spending their time on investigation there. They're just feeling it's more comfortable to come to an employer like us to try to do it right.
While the settlement is the largest levied against Orion and Global Horizons, it's not the first. Last year, he agreed to pay the state of Washington $230,000 for back wages and past due taxes. Orion also had his Washington state business license revoked and now faces legal problems in other states. U.S. Labor Department officials declined to comment on tape for this story, but did say they have other actions pending against Global Horizons. Meanwhile, Global Horizons has several crews of Thai workers picking oranges in California's Central Valley. Last month, I followed Global Horizons supervisor and translator Prani Tumchibol through an orange grove in the town of Visalia as she gave picking instructions to 18 workers from Thailand. Workers filled huge cloth bags hanging from their necks with oranges, dumping the fruit into bins. Thai worker Chayakorn Pratchett said the work is hard but worth it. Some months he sends $2,000 home to Thailand. Prani translates.
Just for his family, his kids and family.
Leaving the grove, Chayakorn and the workers were transported in vans to several sparsely decorated but clean apartments. Under the H-2A program, all worker transportation and housing must be paid for by the employer. Since that visit, though, Global Horizons has had more trouble with farmers than government regulators. Two of the three orange packers in Visalia canceled their contracts, citing the high cost of importing guest workers. Agricultural economist Philip Martin says he doesn't know the specifics of Global Horizons' case, but says in general, Orion is in a tight spot. He says there's no incentive for farmers to import foreign workers legally when cheap illegal labor is available.
Illegal migration is not reduced, why would employers jump through the hoops and absorb the extra cost of hiring legal guest workers?
Martin adds that current proposals being debated in the Senate to expand the guest worker program won't work either unless tough sanctions against hiring undocumented workers are passed and enforced. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.
We have earlier stories at NPR.org about Mordecai Orion, plus more on the guest worker program and those Thai workers in California.